Big question mark now over the Dakota Access Pipeline, a controversial oil pipeline. It would run from North Dakota to Illinois. The Obama administration originally approved the plan, but after months of protests by local Native American groups and activists who joined them, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers put the pipeline on hold, saying it wanted to have more discussion about it. And this week, the government said it had decided not to allow the final piece of the pipeline to cross under the Missouri River at North Dakota's Lake Oahe. The Obama administration says alternative pipeline routes should be considered, but the incoming Trump administration could change that decision.
Drumbeats, cheers, and tears. The sound of victory for the Standing Rock Sioux and thousands of others gathered to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline. This massive humanity living off the grid, joined by thousands of military veterans, helped exert so much political and legal pressure, it effectively forced the pipeline to be rerouted.
People have said that, now this is either we make it or break it, and I guess we made it.
The pipeline was almost to the river when it was halted by the Army Corps of Engineers so they could take another look at its path. Sunday, they decided it was a no-go. For months, the Sioux Nation had been demanding the project be scrapped. They were convinced the pipeline carrying crude oil underneath the Missouri River would one day leak, poisoning the drinking water of millions downriver. But then, Energy Partners responded, saying this is simply a political move by the Obama administration that won't stop the pipeline from going under the river. They contend the latest decision changes nothing. They have every legal right to continue. And with that, the celebrations could be short-lived.